This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
When we look at animal health issues, ringworm is at the top of the list, and that's our focus. Dr. Chelsea Helsbach, assistant professor at the UW School of Veterinary Medicine, tells us more about ringworm.
Something that haunts us all, especially those of us who show cattle. So having your cattle plagued with this disease is something that we all worry about. So ringworm is caused by a fungus, and the incubation period is about 2 to 4 weeks. So if your animal comes into direct contact with an infected animal, it's going to be a couple weeks before you start seeing the clinical signs of hair loss. There are a few things that predispose animals to developing ringworm. Their overall health status is the big one. So if your animal is suffering from pneumonia, shipping fever, scours, and they already have a compromised immune system, they may be more likely to contract this disease. Additionally, nutrition plays a really big role. So having a balanced diet and certain things like housing and stress can predispose animals to infection. This fungus, it only affects the superficial tissues, so the outer layer of the skin and the hair. And when it actually contacts living cells, so in the dermis, it stops its spread. So we typically don't see deeper ulcerations or lesions, but animals can develop a secondary bacterial infection, these infections, and don't have the normal skin barriers to protect the skin. Most importantly, in regards to human health, ringworm is what we call zoonotic. So humans can contract disease from animals. That is where we're most concerned about this in our animals that are going to public exhibitions and sales. Mostly concerning if people are immunocompromised or have other underlying health problems that could cause a more serious infection.
So what is the best way to clear up ringworm? How do you clean this up so you can take the cows to the show?
Unfortunately, there is no magic cure for the treatment of ringworm. The infections are going to be mostly self-limiting, so they're going to heal on kind of a natural timeline, which unfortunately can take a while, especially to see full hair regrowth. So 1 to 3 months would be kind of that time frame where we'll see infections clear up. And the last note I would just say is that immune status does play a really important role in ringworm infections. And in particular, some of our trace minerals like zinc and selenium, if animals have low levels of those minerals, they can very much be predisposed to developing more severe infections. And you can see it run through populations of heifers pretty significantly if your trace minerals are deficient. So that is something where, again, I would advise working with your veterinarian. You can do blood serum concentrations to measure these things. In the Midwest, we are in a selenium deficient region of the country. So that is something that a lot of people actually are deficient in, or a lot of animals are deficient in. And so they may be supplementing already, but if not, and you think that ringworm is a problem, this may be something you want to look into further with help from your veterinarian.
Those are comments from Dr. Chelsea Helsbach, assistant professor at UW School of Veterinary Medicine. As we take a look at the calendar for the end of the month, this year's USDA Agricultural Outlook Forum is February 23rd and 24th. You can get details and registration available at usda.gov. World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski shares some of the details involved with this year's forum.
This year, the theme of the forum is U.S. agriculture, seeds of growth through innovation. So as is often the case with this forum, it's a forward-looking event that we try to focus on the state of the art of agricultural technology and looking ahead for opportunities for developing a more prosperous and a more productive agriculture sector. So this year's program kind of continues in that general theme with regard to the opening sessions. The plenary sessions of the program, they tend to be organized by the Office of the Secretary. We are moving back to in-person this year. Really looking forward to getting a good participation, a good crowd in the room to provide us that energy that you can only get from attending these kind of meetings in person. So we're going to be back at the Crystal City Gateway Marriott. There will also be the opportunity for people to participate virtually if they're just simply unable to make it in person.
That's World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackanowski, and again, the Agriculture Forum set for February 23rd and 24th. More details at usda.gov. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.